Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
More and more leagues, guys, are coming back online. We saw the KBO. That's being played without fans. We've got the Bundesliga. They're set to return to action later in the month of May. So this is that's a soccer league in Germany. There's, you know, it's coming around. It's coming back. We're getting a little bit closer. This is all good news, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Absolutely.
Any movement towards the direction of play is a good movement. You know, if it's done responsibly, it's a good movement.
Let me ask you guys this. Are you guys surprised that it hasn't happened yet? And obviously, in light of what we know now and the way that it's all gone on, it makes perfect sense that we are where we are. But if you go back to, what are we talking about, March, when the plug got pulled, if I would have said by the second week of May, we'd still be where we are, would you have thought that that's what would happen?
Absolutely. Remember when South by Southwest was canceled? I was telling you guys this was huge because of all the money that was impacted by canceling that festival. And I knew then that if they were willing to say, we got to stop this from South by Southwest, absolutely this was going to be a huge thing that was going to last a long time. Because there's no way in the world that those Texas millionaires and billionaires were going to say goodbye to that money unless they absolutely had to.
I thought we'd be back by now.
I didn't know anything enough about it to even make that claim. You know, we didn't know enough to understand what was happening, because once one thing happened, it took a few days for another thing. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden it started coming, trickling down, boom, boom, boom. Things start closing. I didn't know we would be sitting in this position. I mean,
I thought we'd be back by now.
How am I going to know?
Yeah.
There's no way to know that.
No, I agree with you, Key. What we do know is
that guys were wrong.
Well, I was going to say, you don't need to write it down. It'll happen again. The NFL schedule is coming out tomorrow, so we're going to know who they're going to play. We're going to know what order they're going to play in. We'll get the Rams schedule, get everybody's schedule tomorrow. Earlier today, Damian Woody came on with us. They do. They'll have it out tomorrow. And we talked about the Rams, Cam Newton, and whether or not that's a good fit. Here's Damian Woody earlier.
Well, I think I think Cam Newton mentality, he doesn't have a mentality of thinking, I'm not going to be a backup to anyone. You know, Cam Newton is like, shoot, before I got injured in 2018, I was putting up better statistics than my MVP year in 2015.
Say that again. I want to hear that one more time. Say that one more time for me.
Cam Newton has a mindset, I'm not being a backup to anyone.
What year was that?
I'm just saying right now, that's his mentality. Key, before he got hurt, before he got his shoulder hurt in 2018, Cam Newton was having a better statistical year than his MVP year in 2015.
Mm-hmm. So it's not preach, go on, preach. Preach, strong. Woody. Keep preaching to me, baby. Let me hear that music loud and clear.
I don't know what people think. People sleeping on Cam Newton. There's not 32 quarterbacks better than Cam.
Say it loud, Damian Woody. Say it loud.
There's not 16 quarterbacks better than Cam Newton. This is all about health. If Cam Newton is healthy, Cam Newton is a starting quarterback in the National Football League, period.
So if all of that is true, why is he at home? Why is he not on a team? I mean, I don't know how to ask it any more clearly than that.
Why don't you take a step back for a minute, sit down real comfortable, and understand that there's 32 teams with 32 quarterbacks that are under contract. There's only a handful of teams that make sense. They have quarterbacks on long-term deals that are there. You're not going to cut Jared Goff to sign Cam Newton. You're not going to cut Drew Brees to sign Cam Newton. These are teams that are good. Then when you go to the bad teams, you're not going to get rid of Danny Jones in New York as a Giant to sign Cam Newton when you just drafted this dude. You're not going to go to the Miami Dolphins when they took Tua and they're not ready to be a viable team. you're not going to get rid of Russell Wilson for Cam Newton. So when you start to look at the landscape of where they are with these teams now, contracts, youth, veteran quarterbacks that are in positions to – they're not getting rid of Aaron Rodgers to sign Cam Newton. So there's no real teams today that make sense for him to be a starter. Can he be a backup with these teams? Absolutely. Does he want to be a backup with them teams? Probably not. This is why he's sitting down, making some decisions as to if he should sit out the whole year, sign with somebody on a short-term deal basis to see if somebody gets hurt. He's weighing his options. It's not that nobody wants him, don't want him. There's teams that want him, but it has to be right. Nobody's going to – they're not – you think the Buffalo Bills are going to get rid of Josh Allen, their young quarterback that they drafted, to sign Cam Newton? They're not going to do that.
Obviously
not. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers didn't want Jameis Winston, whose contract was over, for someone who's better like Tom Brady. It's a different situation. Way different.
Listen, all I know is that in all the years I've covered sports – I've never seen a guy who is considered a top 10 or top 15 at his position have to sit out and hope for the right situation. That's just me.
Well, I've seen guys have to sit and wait. That's good.
If you're for Cam, who, Key?
Crickets.
I mean, it's not crickets. I got to think, but I've seen
no. I'll give you because it is pretty unique. Where because look, I don't think none of the three of us are arguing that Cam Newton's not a starting quarterback caliber player in the NFL. No, nobody's arguing that. The disconnect is why, and I get what you're saying that there's no vacancies basically, and the few vacancies that do exist, he's not interested.
It's not right? Receiver. It's not receiver. It's not running back. It's not defensive line. There's only one quarterback on the field at a time. If I was a receiver, I can get a job tomorrow. Because there's 6 and 7 receivers on the roster. There's 6 and 7 receivers or 4 and 5 receivers on the field at one time. There's only one quarterback. And when you look at he can't go to the Kansas City Chiefs. It doesn't make sense.
So there's a chance. You're telling me that there's a scenario, and I get that injuries happen, but these teams are going to have starting quarterbacks in place. These teams are going to have backup quarterbacks in place. Once the season starts, if Cam Newton is not on a team, does he have to wait for the merry-go-round to start again next offseason to get back on?
Well, I think that's something that he would want to do, if anything. It's not that he has to wait to get back on a team because he can sign with – I will guarantee you my right arm, he can sign with a team right now. But he's not going to sign as the starter. That's the problem. He don't – you take the worst teams. The worst teams, the Cincinnati Bengals drafted a quarterback. They didn't want to go with a veteran guy like that because they had Andy Dalton. They wanted to go young, rebuild. That's what they wanted to do. There's teams that needed quarterbacks that elected to draft young dudes to hit the reset button. Then there's the teams that are the Seattles of the world, the San Franciscos of the world. They don't need – quarterbacks.
This is what's hard for me to see, King. And, you know, I think Cam Newton would have been a great Charger. I think Cam Newton would be a great Patriot. I think Cam Newton could play almost anywhere in the league. But the league has said thus far, no.
And no, the league the league ain't said that, man. This ain't got nothing to do with the league.
And when the Arizona Cardinals take a quarterback, number 10, and then the very next year draft another quarterback, I've seen a recent example of a franchise saying, I see something better. I don't care what I just did. I'm moving in this direction.
You took a quarterback that fits your system and what you ran in college for a quarterback that struggled at the 10th spot, which is not the same as taking Cam Newton that is going to require you to probably have to give him a long-term deal in a situation. Cam Newton don't want to go to no damn Arizona Cardinals. He's a veteran player.
I did not say he wanted to go to Arizona Cardinals. That's an example of a franchise that went in one direction.
Decided to hit the reset button on a young quarterback that fit their system. that you're asking teams to get rid of quarterbacks to sign Cam Newton. Any team that would get rid of a quarterback to sign Cam Newton has a quarterback that is already embedded in the team that is doing well. No, there's no good teams that need a quarterback. Why would Cam Newton want to sign on with a bad team?
So give me the example then, Key, of how this plays out, whether it's in training camp or whether it's early in the season where the opportunity that presents itself is ripe for both sides, both for the team and for Cam to step in and say, you know what, yes, I will come play for your team. What does that look like?
What does it look like?
Is it a good team that has a really good starter that gets hurt and all of a sudden you have to drop him in?
It has to be a team. Well, I think if he doesn't get signed by training camp, it's going to be hard pressed for somebody to sign him. He's probably going to wait to 2021 because most of the people that have quarterbacks in position to lead their teams, good quarterbacks, and if that quarterback get hurt, most likely your seasons is over with, right? So if you say the Green Bay Packers, they just drafted Jordan Love. If Aaron Rodgers get hurt, they going to Jordan Love. If you say the Buffalo Bills, if Josh Allen gets hurt, they just took I can't think of the quarterback that they took, but they took a quarterback. Buffalo Bills would be a team that at the end of the day, because of the familiarity with Cam, the defensive coordinator who was in Carolina is now the head coach in Buffalo. The general manager was a assistant general manager personnel guy in Brandon Beam who knows Cam that was in Carolina before he took over Buffalo. That would be a situation where you got Josh Allen who goes down, you got a rookie quarterback, but you on a roll. Now we could possibly bring in a guy that I know in Cam Newton, much like the Miami Dolphins did with Jay Cutler. That's the sort of situation that you have to go to. You're not going to go all of a sudden Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt, San Francisco's rolling. They're not going to all of a sudden just go sign Cam Newton. They're not going to do that. It has to be, I know him, I have familiarity with him, he understands what we're trying to do. That's the situation. Much like Nick Foles goes from Jacksonville to Chicago because Nagy coached him in Kansas City. He also is familiar with the system in Philadelphia, which was the same system that he ran in Kansas City, which is the same system they're trying to run in Chicago. So all these dots got to connect. And that is why you see guys go to certain places and do certain things. One of the reasons that you look at Jameis Winston becoming a backup to Drew Brees, there's two things here. He's young enough. Drew Brees is old enough. He still has the ability to play. Plus, he ran the West Coast system at Florida State. So he's being inserted back into the system with Sean Payton. That's another caveat that helps him get signed. And he wasn't looking for crazy money. He was happy just getting a job. Where Cam Newton, former MVP, may not be happy just getting a job.
So that's a good explanation, but that sounds like that's a pretty limited pool to fish in. Right,
It's a limited pool. That's why he's sitting on the sideline right now. That's what I've been saying. It's limited.
But there's no. Is the pool going to get any bigger at the end of next season?
Well, it could get. So many things happen. So many things happen, man. In year to year in the NFL. For all we know, the Patriots drop everybody, and Bill Belichick retires, and Josh McDaniels goes and takes another job, and then they bring in somebody that was with Cam at Carolina, and they hire him and sign him, and they go on. You just don't know how the thing goes. You got to let it shake out.
All right.
Got to let it shake out.
Early results of our carpool. Let's see how much of a penalty I got for drafting the General Lee number one overall. We'll get into that coming up next in the morning show on 710 ESPN. All right. Everybody wants to criticize me for my number one overall draft selection of famous movie/TV cars. I took the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard with my first pick right out of the gate with a disclaimer to be sure. But have I gotten penalized, Raj? Am I getting punished in the voting?
Well, looking at the polls, it does not appear that you are getting the black vote. You only have a 19% of the vote. As you know, we do make up a good majority or good number on the social medias. But surprisingly, Keyshawn is in the lead with 43% of the vote. But LZ is not far behind with 37. Well, because you usually don't win these things. LZ is not far behind with 37%. And Travis, like I say, the black vote is, the lack of black vote is hurting you. You're only at 20%. And this is our, you can go on social media, ESPN Los Angeles, and check it out. Who drafted the best iconic TV / movie cars?
I'd like to point out that mine are the only ones that are real cars.
Given the fact that you selected a guy that you can't get, a car that you can't get anything out of, I am willing to do a trade. I'm willing to trade that car if you'd like.
The General Lee,
our first trade in this.
Yeah, I'll trade you the General Lee. I don't mind picking that up, and then what I'll do with it is I'll take it to the junkyard and demolish it. That way, it's not even anywhere to be seen.
No,
see, that's what you do.
Offer rejected. I'm gonna keep it. Even if I don't win, I still like my selection. I'm fine.
I like the fact that Janice is being very sensitive. She didn't have the General Lee picture. She went with Hutch. Yes,
and I think that might actually hurt your vote.
No, that's helping him because she's trying to hide the fact that he came out the gate hot for the Confederate flag. She's trying to help you out, Travis. I appreciate that.
I'm fine. I don't. I don't need Janice or Jeff Passan or you, LZ, or anybody criticizing my pick.
Okay, Jordan. Okay, Jordan.
Exactly. And Key, you're not taking it. You were a fan of the General Lee too. You were the one saying you had that car on your living room carpet.
Well, that's before I woke my ass up. I didn't know. I was thinking, reddish orange car. Oh, that's cool. Oh, a couple dudes and a cute girl with little Daisy Dukes on. I was like, oh, that's it.
I like this. And then once I learned,
I'm like, oh, no, get that off my TV.
By the way, did we ever get an explanation as to why the doors didn't open? Like, what the hell was that about? Why did they have to get in through the window?
I guess it was a racing car, right?
Yeah, with all the jumping and stuff that they're doing, you don't want to take a chance
when the doors flying open. Yeah, it was a racing car.
Yeah.
Lost hog, though, man.
Yeah, no, I didn't. You keep trying to give me Boss Hog. I don't want Boss Hog.
If you take the car, you got to take them all.
No, see, you drafted the movie Fast and Furious. You just took a movie. I took individual vehicles.
Yeah, that General Lee thing, boy.
Have you guys seen the story on ESPN right now in regards to ranking the top 74 sneakers in NBA history?
I have.
I did. I saw it last night.
I'm a little surprised they didn't go with the first Jordans as the number one sneaker. That to me is like coming out the gate, like that just set the tone for everything. And I'm just of the belief that if you first, you should be ranked first.
Yeah, I guess when you look at it though, like Jordan said, them shoes hurt your feet, man. You get the bleeding and everything else. But they wasn't really, I mean, technology wasn't quite there. And I think from a sales standpoint, the Air Jordan 11 sold more pairs than Air Jordan 1s. So that's probably why. It's probably why. But go ahead.
I was just saying, going through this list, I've only had two pairs of shoes in this entire list. And I'm surprised that the other one that I had, the number 15, the Dunks, do you guys remember those? It's the only pair of shoes, like basketball / sneakers, that I desperately wanted. I remember having to order those from a Foot Locker. They were red and white. And I just loved the fact that the swoosh went across that other color band right there. I thought I was the hottest guy in the world with those. I couldn't play a lick, but I looked good with those shoes.
The Dunks came out sometime in the mid-80s, and you can get the Syracuse Orange. You can get the I think it was like Duke Blue.
And UNLV Red, because I had the red ones.
UNLV Reds. I mean, yeah, you can get all the different colors. But I think in terms of shoes, and I don't know, what is this based on, LZ? Is it based on sales? Is it based on comfort? What is it based on? Or look?
I think it's based on a multitude of factors, not just one.
Because if it's a multitude.
The number of the ones being sold absolutely matter. But then just like for the ones that are 11, those are also the shoes that Jordan wore, I guess, when they won 72 games. So it's like attached to the culture, what happened in those shoes, as well as the sales.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there should be three shoes that I don't care how you rank them, maybe four. I don't care how you rank them, but it should always be a Jordan, always an All-Star from Chuck, and it should always be an Air Force One, in all, and then AI slides in there with the answer. I mean, the question. The question was a, I don't know if you ever had those, Travis or LZ, but
I had the Chucks, not the Iversons.
The Reebok questions was a pop culture thing that took the shoe industry by storm. In outside of MJ shoes, them shoes came when they came out. You talk about something flying off the shelf. You talk about not being able to find toilet paper and paper towels in the store right now. You weren't gonna find the question nowhere.
And it's crazy. It's crazy because I don't think I wore a pair of Reeboks before in my life. I had any interest in wearing any Reeboks before in my life until then.
And I couldn't. The only reason why I couldn't wear them because I was with Adidas. If I wasn't with Adidas, I'd have been rocking the questions all day long. But Kobe shoes was cool with Nike, but they was more. I mean, they was cool. They just
the Kobe fours.
Yeah, the Kobe fours were cool, hard to play in.
But when you talk about just the iconic nature of these shoes, the Jordan is clearly number one because they still go out, they still sell like crazy, and he's Jordan. Enough said. I don't know how the Chuck Taylors, the All-Stars, aren't number two because they've been around for over 100 years. They're still worn. They were functional 1,000 years ago. They're still a fashion thing right now. I don't understand how that's not the second one on all these lists.
Man, let me tell you something, dog.
I don't know either.
I went out to, like, where my first, I don't know, first few months of moving to L.A. like 5-6 years ago. I went to Venice Beach because I so wanted to be like the whole white man can't jump thing. So I went to Venice Beach to go play outside, and I wore some Chucks, thinking I was going to be funny, you know, trying to be ironic. I couldn't walk for 2 weeks after that. I could, and I was like, how in the hell did these cats play in these shoes on hard times back in the day? Just nothing. Another, it was like playing in sandals.
I know, but they, you wouldn't, but the thing is, I think that because of where science is now in the style and the pounding and the jumping up and down and running of the floor and all that, they wasn't moving like they move now. So you it's a little bit different. You know, they nowadays is so much, you got so much tension on your body where back then it was kind of like you didn't see people skying, trying to grab boards, doing certain things. Now, you know, you can't jump up and dunk on somebody from the baseline and then come down hard. They wasn't doing that back then, wearing them shoes. It was a little fake layup. No, for real, think about it.
When he was wearing them shoes, doing that?
But Dr. J wasn't wearing them All Stars back then. Dr. J was
Bob Cousy was wearing those All Stars.
Yeah, Bob Cousy.
Yeah, I mean,
no, Dr. J was wearing
with his left hand and his head down. He was going up and under with layups. He wasn't coming down from 9 feet in the air.
Yeah, Dr. J was wearing like the Weapons or the Pro Leather, Converse Pro Leathers or the Weapons. He was wearing some that had a little more cushion to it.
Where did Weapons fall in these?
Anybody that's new, any new guy whose shoe you would wear right now? Like, it was, like, would you wear Zion's shoe right now? Or are we too old for stuff like
that? No, because most of everybody's shoes, except Kobe's is the only ones that got some fashion to it. Everybody else's is bulky and look like basketball shoes. I don't want to rock basketball looking shoes. It just doesn't, like the Air Jordan 13s and stuff like that, I couldn't, they just too bulky for me.
That's a sweet spot though, LZ. The idea of wearing those shoes as an older person, relative, if you pull it off, it looks really good. If you don't, you look kind of stupid. You know what I mean? You look like you're grasping for something that's just not your lane.
Like the Adidas Top 10s was legit. You know? But you're not walking up and down the street wearing no Converse Weapons. I mean, like, come on. You know,
you're not doing that.
But you might have rocked the. You know, well, shoe was hot though. Was Scottie Pippen's shoe was hot? The Huaraches, the Flight Huarache. That was.
I don't remember those.
Yeah, it was. Those was cool. The ugliest shoe. I bet you couldn't tell me the ugliest shoe ever in the history of the NBA.
Grant Hill's Fila's.
Steph Curry's.
No.
Oh, Curry's were terrible.
No. if you wanna mess with your eyes. And you want to get dizzy, just go look at Shaq's shoes. The Reebok. What was it called? The Shaqanosis or something like that?
Something like that.
Something like that. Man.
Speaking of the NBA guys, should Kevin Durant come back and play in the playoffs when the NBA kicks off again? We'll get into that next on The Morning Show on 710 ESPN.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Keyshawn, I think we need to give Travis another opportunity to redraft his iconic TV car.
No. I told you what I would do. I would trade out the car. I could trade out the car, and then I'll just send it to the junkyard and get it crushed. Travis is okay.
He's not okay. I'm looking at the polls right now. He's at
20%. Well, I don't care about the poll. That is not a reflection of who Travis is. He just picked. You know, he made a mistake. He didn't know. He didn't vet the process the way he needed to when it was out. You know, he didn't scrub everything. You know how these teams draft guys that got questionable character and he didn't follow through? That's kind of what he did.
The Confederate flag is not located inside the glove compartment. It's on the damn hood.
He didn't know that it was on the hood. He didn't see it. He didn't know. He was drafting the car, the make of the car. Trying to give him an out, man. You're making it worse.
I'm not trying to get
out. Childlike eyes, though. Yeah, all of us as children love that car. So I'm going to stand up for him.
Man, we told him not to draft it before he picked the pick.
Travis is okay. Travis is good. He's a good man. He's all right.
All right, fine. Well, he's at 20%. I'm at 36%. And, Key, you're leading right now at 44%.
Well, because I picked Fast and the Furious, and I got a little different generations in the mix, and that's kind of what happens.
All right. Well, the story going on right now in SportsCenter is talking about remarks made by the next GM and whether or not Kevin Durant should come back and play, given that the pandemic has caused a pause in the season. Key,
no.
If you can I at least finish? If you're KD and you're 100% healthy, wouldn't you want to just go out there and just get a run just for run's sake because you hadn't balled in so long?
Nah, it's cool. I'm good. I'm gonna sit tight. I don't have my guy with me, in Kyrie Irving. It's not something that is going to take us to the next level. So why risk a setback by going out there, even if they do clear me? Why not just take the time that's given to heal completely 100%? Why
not?
Whatever's hurt.
If you're 100%.
Yeah, but you ain't. But the thing is they can give you the medical diagnosis as being 100% healthy, and you can feel great in all, just like you did when you was with the Golden State Warriors and you were playing against Toronto and everything was good to go, and then all of a sudden, bam. So just take it. What's the rush? Like, what's the rush? Where are you going? You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going to compete for nothing.
I think when it comes to the Golden State Warriors example, he knew and we all knew he was rushing to come back. This is different. This is actually he took the time that was allotted for proper healing, and he seems to be fine. It just seems like if you just love to play and you are 100% healthy, I understand you may not win a chip this year. But wouldn't you just play just to get some shots up?
No, I get shots on my own.
So what you going to do, just sit there on the sideline and just watching your season?
I've been sitting there on the sideline this whole time. Why do I need
because
to
you were hurt
come back? The season's over. Why do I need to come back? We're not going anywhere. I'm playing 8 games. Okay, woo. What is that going to change? I'm going to play whatever's left of the season, and if we make it into the playoffs, I'm going to play 4 games and be done.
Well, right now in the standings, if they were to just cut off where everyone are right now, 1 through 8, the Nets are in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to play 4 games. Okay. Why?
But you're Kevin
for
Durant.
Who, for what? For so who? For if, what?
Do you believe a playoff-bound team, as on Kevin Durant, can't make some noise in the East?
It's not really a playoff-bound team. It's a fake playoff team.
No, they can't make – no, they can't. Right,
it's a fake playoff team. It's not really the playoff teams. It's not – they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to be done after 4 games. They're going to be done.
So, So hold up. So they're a playoff team without Kevin Durant.
Then that's a fake team. When you're the eighth seed, when you're the eighth, seventh seed and stuff like that, man, that's not real. It's not real. You know that.
But you're a seventh or eighth seed because you didn't have Kevin Durant. Now you have Kevin Durant.
And you don't have Kyrie Irving either.
You don't need Kyrie if you got KD.
No, you need Kyrie. Don't let your judgment of who he is in his character mess up him as a basketball player.
I'm not trying to mess him up as a basketball player, but KD is a former MVP and is constantly in the MVP
conversation. KD ain't never did it all by himself either.
What? No, but neither is Kyrie.
But having Kyrie is a whole hell of a lot better and easier chance for you to advance and run in the playoffs than not having him and going out there and getting bounced in four games just to get some exercise. I don't want no exercise. I want to get there deep. There's no need to come back and rush back. There's just no need.
I just find it so hard to believe that you don't think the Brooklyn Nets, with added on KD, couldn't beat the Toronto Raptors, who lost Kawhi.
Brooklyn Nets aren't good, though.
They aren't good now because they don't have KD. But if they found a way to make the playoffs, if they won 30 games without KD, you don't think they could win four more games with KD? That's what you're asking right now.
I don't think
they can. That's what you're
asking. I don't think they can.
Well, put it this way. What if you were to add LeBron James to the Brooklyn Nets? Do they have a chance against the Raptors?
I think so. Because I've seen LeBron carry a team on his back by himself. I've never seen Kevin Durant do that.
So that's your problem. It's not that it's about the
health. I've never seen him do that. Plus, he's coming off an injury. If LeBron James was coming off an injury like Kevin Durant, I would say the same thing about LeBron. But the fact that LeBron would be healthy the entire season, then I would give them a nod and say, I've watched him help other players elevate their games to another level when I actually haven't seen Kevin Durant. I've seen Kevin Durant with Westbrook. And I've seen Kevin Durant with the Golden State Warriors, but I've never seen Kevin Durant be the Lone Ranger by himself.
Well, I don't know. I would love to see him get the opportunity to try. I know that Kyrie Irving is a great player and he's won a chip, but this would be what KD wants, an opportunity to prove that he didn't need help from Russ, he didn't need help from Steph and the Golden State Warriors, that if he was in that position, he could carry a team on his back and make a deep playoff run.
So, George, we all made it to the show this morning post Cinco de Mayo. We all had a good night last night. How about yourself?
All good. I was a good boy. I only had one stiff drink, maybe a double, and that was pretty much it. One Casamigos Reposado on the rocks.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Hey, so weigh in on what Keyshawn and LZ were just talking about. I figured out my phone. I'm back on. Would you like to see KD come back for the playoffs, assuming that we get going again before too long and we get a postseason in the NBA? Should KD play if he's healthy?
I wouldn't let him play. Now, those are two different questions. I would love to see him play. I just wouldn't take the chance. When you're coming off an Achilles injury, and there's only been historically one perimeter player who's come back from that successfully, and been as good or better, which was Dominique Wilkins, I would just rest, man. Like, there's no reason to play this truncated version of a postseason or season because this is going to be done much more rapidly than a normal postseason. Even though there won't be back-to-backs and things of that nature, I don't believe if it happens, it's going to be as spread out as we normally get it.
If he's 100% healthy, like 100% healthy, do you think that team has a chance to beat the Toronto Raptors, who they would be matched up with right now?
Yes, I think they have a chance, of course. But, I mean, there's going to be some rust. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, chemistry, you know, is on-court chemistry. I don't care if they get along off the court. But on-court chemistry is a thing. Like, you got to know where a guy likes the ball and things like that. Like, I just think that, yes, could they get by them? Maybe, maybe. I'd give them a chance. But I don't know. Like, Toronto is a well-oiled machine, and you're talking about throwing a guy in, even as great as he is, that hasn't played in a long time and is coming off an injury. Like, we don't know what he's going to be like. I just wouldn't take the risk. It's just
at all.
It's
not worth it. Like you said, George, just sit tight. The season will be in a shortened season. The season is talked about being pushed back. And just wait.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan didn't wait. He broke his foot and he came back 60 some odd games later.
Because Michael Jordan did it, he should do it.
If I jump off a building head first, you gonna do it?
I'm just saying, MJ broke his foot, could have set out the whole season. That team wasn't going anywhere. In fact, I think that team also only won 30 games. And Michael Jordan came back and made it a series that we all still talk about, even though they lost that series.
Here's the difference, though. I would say that when you saw the documentary, they said there's a 90% chance he'll be fine and only a 10% chance something will go wrong. I just think Achilles, and I'm not a doctor, but I just think that historically Achilles injuries have been way more destructive to guys' careers, and I just don't think that's apples to apples.
Yeah, no, look,
Dr. Sedano.
I'll add my name to the list of people that aren't doctors, but if the doctors are saying, look, he's good to go, I think the part that makes it particularly interesting is KD has wanted to be the guy. He was with Russ. We know KD's a better player. We know that KD was the best player on those Warriors teams, but he's always been surrounded by other fantastic players. With Kyrie down, with him being alone, I would think to Kevin Durant, that's kind of intriguing to be able to go out there and say, let me see how far I can make this thing go if I'm the star on the team, not one of many stars.
Yeah, if I wasn't hurt coming off an injury, that's a
difference. The qualifier, of course, the health is the number one thing. But assuming the doctors say, look, you're good, why not?
Even if the doctors said I'm good, I'm chilling. There's nothing to prove what for four games. Like, what am I going to prove?
But Travis, it might not be four.
Travis, to Key's point, though, they said he was good when he came back to play game five of the finals, too.
And that's what I tried to tell LZ, but LZ didn't want to listen.
No. That's not what I said. This is different. He hasn't played in a year, basically. And if the doctors say he's healthy and KD feels right, then you're saying you should just sit because I don't think this team's going to go anywhere. My point is that MJ went to a team that wasn't going anywhere either. Mm-hmm. And yet to this day, we still talk about this series that he lost. We still talk about a game that he lost because these are the moments that we live for with our icons. And KD is an icon right now in the league.
I don't want to see him on the floor.
Yeah, I just wouldn't take the chance, LZ. Go ahead, Travis. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to – I wanted to ask you because I've been getting piled on all day. Was I insensitive by drafting the general
league
with
not
the first overall pick?
No, it's not insensitive. It has nothing to do with being insensitive.
I would say this, though. I didn't listen to the draft live, but I did see the results. And, you know, Key, I think you have a strong team, except when you chose the Chips motorcycles. Like, I was I was with you, but outside of that one, I didn't love that selection. I felt like you reached for the Chips motorcycles. So if I had to pick a winner in today's snake draft, I would go with LZ just because I feel like he's got the strongest team all around.
Yeah, but I diverse, man. Diversity, you know?
I got
young,
diversity.
Young with the Fast and Furious.
I don't.
Damn, you know. Autobot.
Yeah. I mean, he's got Optimus Prime. Like, here's the thing. The Chips motorcycles don't do anything fancy or interesting like the rest of your team, like LZ's team does.
It's interesting because it's a motorcycle. That makes it interesting. It's not a car.
I mean, look, I love me some punch, you know, but, you know, I don't know.
But at least I didn't pick the General Lee.
Look.
Right out the gate. I said it at the time.
You kind of fell into that trap yourself.
No, but like I said,
George.
No, Key, you heard me say it before I had the first pick in the draft, and I said it. I said, I know this is going to land badly, but I'm doing it anyway.
There's teams in the NFL that draft players with questionable character issues.
George.
Yes,
George. Poor Janice didn't even use the General Lee picture in the poll.
No.
She went with Starsky and Hutch because she was afraid of the blowback.
Yeah.
You know, but look, as I said on air, I'll say it again. This does not reflect who Travis Rogers is.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that. Hey, I have a question for you guys. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Would you watch Mike Tyson in a comeback?
Yes.
At 53 years old.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'm so in on that.
Documentary too.
Yeah, I'm so in on that. Like the fact that we had Ari Helwani yesterday, the fact that he thinks that they're training for something more than just to be in shape is going to be interesting.
Listen,
I would see it for sure.
Sign me up.
I want Mike Tyson to beat up. Can I give him a list?
Yeah, I'll chip off my money too. I'm 50, 100. I'm in to see a Mike Tyson fight all over again. The Sedano Show coming up next. We're going to have Magic Johnson on tomorrow at 9:30. We'll start at 6 and we'll see y'all then.